Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's be honest, we all know that feeling, right? That little nudge to check our phones even when we're in the middle of something. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your screen, scrolling through endless feeds, just to avoid, well, real life? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where technology is everywhere, and while it has its perks, let's face it, it can also become a major drain on our energy, focus, and even our mental well-being. Today we're diving into something super important. Self-care in the age of screen addiction. You know, the thing we hear about all the time but often forget to prioritize when we're glued to our devices. Because let's be real, taking a break from the digital world isn't always easy. It feels like there's this constant pressure to be on, to stay connected, and to keep up with everything happening online. But here's the thing. Neglecting your well-being can actually backfire in a big way. You know that feeling when you're constantly tired, stressed out, or just plain burnt out? That's often a sign that we need to hit the reset button and prioritize ourselves. So how do we actually make this happen? How do we reclaim our time, focus, and energy in a world that's constantly vying for our attention? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. 1. Mindful technology use. This isn't about becoming a Luddite and ditching technology altogether, though. Sometimes it can be tempting. It's about being more intentional with how you use it. Think about it, how much time do you actually spend scrolling through social media or watching videos when you could be doing something else that brings you joy? Maybe reading a book, taking a walk, or even just having a good old-fashioned conversation with a friend. 2. Screen-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home like the bedroom as screen-free zones. This helps create a sense of separation between your work life and your personal time, allowing you to truly unwind and relax. 3. Digital detox days. This is where things get serious. Once a week or even just a few hours, unplug completely. Put your phone on airplane mode, close all those tempting tabs, and reconnect with the real world. Go for a hike, spend time with loved ones, or simply enjoy the quiet stillness. Or, the power of boredom. Remember when boredom was just, well, boring? Back in the day, we actually had to entertain ourselves. Now, our phones are always there to fill the void. But guess what? Sometimes boredom can be a good thing. It sparks creativity, encourages deep thinking, and helps us appreciate the simple things in life. 5. Prioritize real-life connections. Technology connects us in some ways, but it can also isolate us from genuine human connection. Make an effort to spend quality time with friends and family, engage in meaningful conversations, and build relationships that nourish your soul. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like life is happening to you instead of with you? I used to get stuck in this cycle, constantly checking my phone, feeling overwhelmed by notifications, and neglecting my own needs. It was exhausting. Then, one day, I decided enough was enough. I took a week-long digital detox, and the difference was incredible. I rediscovered hobbies I'd forgotten about, spent quality time with loved ones, and felt a sense of calm and clarity I hadn't experienced in years. It wasn't always easy. There were moments when I craved that instant gratification from my phone. But every time I resisted the urge, I felt stronger, more focused, and truly present in my life. So, remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up fully for yourself and your loved ones, and creating a life that is rich, meaningful, and fulfilling both online and offline. Make this week count. Set small but achievable goals. Maybe spend 30 minutes less on social media, or dedicate an hour each day to something you truly enjoy. Share your progress with me using the #DigitalDetoxJourney. I'm rooting for you. Until next time, stay strong, stay curious, and keep pushing those boundaries. Remember, a life well lived is a life unplugged at least sometimes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.